Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. What a taste thrill. What a marvelous treat for you and your family when you serve Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Rich in savory juices, luscious red, and packed with a wonderful flavor. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So soon as you can, visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray Beef, you know it's fresh, it's tender, it's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang never in all his life did anything purposely wrong. His mistakes have not been willful, but rather the result of thoughtlessness and an unbalanced sense of values. It's late afternoon in the Gibbs home now, and Nora has just received a phone call from her father. With a worried look on her face, she walks into the living room and says to Penny,
Penny, that was Daddy.
Well, everything's all right, isn't it? Nora, what's wrong?
Nothing serious, I hope.
Well, your father isn't ill again, is he?
Oh, no. Or he wouldn't have been able to go to the general store to phone. He, talked to me about Freddie.
About Freddie and Helen, you mean?
No, he didn't mention Helen. But he said Freddie's been neglecting his work at the farm and seems upset about everything in general. He wondered if I knew why Freddie's unhappy.
Is Freddie unhappy?
Crickets, Penny, I don't know.
He what, Nora?
Well, he does seem to be a little unhappy. But, Crickets, I don't know why or about what.
Maybe it's just your imagination.
I might think so. In fact, I did think it was my imagination until just now. But if Daddy notices that Freddie seems unhappy, he must be.
Yes, but, Nora, what reason does Freddie have to be unhappy? You two haven't had a quarrel, have you?
Oh, no, we've had no reason to have one.
You sure about that, darling?
You're thinking about Helen, aren't you, Penny?
Nora, I know that Freddie's been working late almost every night since Helen came to Rossville. And it would be quite natural for you to think that not all of those evenings have been devoted to you.
Oh, I know they have, not all of every evening. But Freddie's been honest about it, and I'd much rather...
Nora, look, wait a minute.
Yes?
Nora, is Helen coming between you and Freddie?
No, Penny.
Darling, tell me the truth, because if she is, it's got to be stopped. And if you won't do anything to stop it, I will.
Penny, there's nothing to be done.
Nora, something will be done if I think that Helen's upsetting you and Freddie.
But she's not. Penny, I want Freddie and Helen to be good friends. When Helen first came back to Rossville, the thing that worried me most was that Freddie refused to have anything to do with her.
And now we know why, don't we?
No. Wouldn't forgive her for what she tried to do to me last time she was here.
I wonder now. Oh, darling, you know me well enough to know that I'm not the suspicious type. In fact, I'm very much like you. I'm too trusting sometimes.
I'll trust Freddie anytime, anywhere, and with anyone.
Nora, that's all very well and good. You should be able to trust Freddie, but under the circumstances... Look, maybe I'm being unfair to Freddie. Maybe it's Helen. It's very possible that she's taking advantage of him. He's rather easily persuaded sometimes.
Yes, but these late hours and the evenings we've been together and not work, they've been Freddie's fault. He's even told me so, Penny. Even the time there was lipstick on his cup.
It's, gone that far.
I'm not upset about it, Penny. I didn't mean to tell you about it, but... Well, now that I have, I might as well finish what I started to say. Freddie took all the blame for the lipstick. He said it was his fault.
Yes, it was his fault, all right, Nora. I'm not being more careful.
Oh, Penny, you know what I mean and what he meant by saying it was his fault. And, Crickets, what's so awful about it? I'm not the only girl in the world Freddie's kissed, and there'll be lots more besides Helen. Just because Freddie and I are married...
Look, Nora, you're very sweet and modern to think the way you do. No, darling, a kiss isn't important, but... If Freddie's unhappy about something, Nora, and you don't know what it is, then the kiss is important. Maybe he likes Helen a lot more than he admits he does.
Well, I want him to like her.
Nora, you're out of your mind.
Oh, Crickets, no. But I do want Helen to get out of this visit what I intended her to get out of it.
That doesn't include your husband, I hope.
Well, she's not going to take Freddie away from me. She's not even going to try.
Maybe she won't have to, Nora. With Freddie's attitude, she'll do it without trying.
Who's going to do what without trying?
Hello, Jed. Come in. We were talking about Freddie, Mr. Billings.
Oh, yes. The lad with the lipstick on his collar. When am I going to get to talk to him?
Why, I told him you wanted to.
He asked me about it, Jed. He wanted to know why he wanted to talk to him, but I didn't know at the time.
Well, when he gets home this evening, if he gets home, I want to talk to him.
Mr. Billings, you won't be angry, will you? I just know Freddie hasn't done anything wrong.
Well, I don't think he has either, child. But he may be on his way to doing something wrong, and that's what I want to prevent. Here and now, before the damage can't be repaired.
Nora, that's what I meant by it's not serious now, but it might lead to something serious.
I still have too much faith in Freddie to think it'll lead to anything.
Faith is a good thing to have at all times, child, but you mustn't let faith become a curtain between you and the facts. I think it's far wiser to allow yourself a little peephole of doubt in all matters.
Jed's right, Nora.
But it seems so unfair to suspect Freddie, and... Oh, I hate this talking about him behind his back.
Well, then let's stop talking about him and behind his back and let me talk to him face to face.
Yes, sir. I'll tell him again that you want to see him.
No. Let me tell him myself. It's rather late in the afternoon. Oughtn't the boy be home for long?
Yes, he should be unless...
Unless he phones and says he's working late again tonight, eh?
Yes.
Tell him you'd like him to come home, Nora. It'll be the first time, and he can't be upset about it.
Oh, Crickets, I hate to interfere. It'll be the first time since we're married that I've ever...
Ask for something your own way, huh? Well, I think it's about time. Marriage is a 50-50 proposition. No, it's more than that.
Telephone.
Oh, it might be Freddie. I'll get it.
Oh, but if it is Freddie and he's working late...
You tell him you want him at home this evening for a change.
All right, I will.
Oh, Jed, do you think it's anything serious? I mean... Are Freddie and Helen...
I know if it is serious, Penny. It's something the boy didn't intend to grow to such proportions. And if I recall, Freddie wasn't too anxious to have Helen come to town. He must have known this would happen.
You think Freddie's in love with Helen? Always has been.
I know they must have meant something to each other at one time. But I can only guess the facts, and I don't like guessing at a matter like this. No more than common gossip.
Jed, it is more than common gossip. We know that Freddie and Helen were good friends years ago. We know that he's showing her a great deal of attention.
It's still gossip, though, child. And the difference between gossip and truth, though there may be truth in gossip, is that truth is knowledge gained firsthand. Gossip is knowledge gleaned from the wagging of tongues. Isn't that so?
Yes,
And what we are doing now but discussing what we've heard about Helen and...
Hey, Mr. Billings.
Yes, Nora.
That was Freddie. He and Helen will be home in just a little while.
Good. What did he say when you told him you wanted him home this evening?
I didn't have to tell him. He just called to see if he could get me anything on the way home.
That sounds like the Freddie Lang I know.
I hope we'll all feel silly because we've worried about Freddie so much.
Oh, I'll be very happy to feel silly about it.
Yeah, so will I. But if there's any truth in what we're thinking, I want to get it out in the open where we can put out the flame before it burns the house down around.
Nora! Hey, Nora, I'm home.
Hello there, son.
Oh, hi, Mr. Billings. Hey, where is everybody, huh? Isn't it almost time for dinner?
Yes, just about. But it's Sarah's night off, and most everybody's in the kitchen getting things ready.
Where's
Helen?
Oh, I dropped her off at the corner. She wanted to do some shopping at the square.
Oh, you didn't wait for her?
Nope.
Why not?
Well, she said she'd walk home. It's only a few blocks, and you know she's been cooped up in an office all day.
Yeah, that's right. It is just a few blocks from the square, isn't it? I'd forgotten since I decided I'd locomote in a wheelchair the rest of my life. Let's go in the sunroom, son. I'd like to have a talk with you for a minute.
Yeah, sure. I heard that you did want to talk to me, Mr. Billings.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'll push that wheelchair for you, huh?
No. Thanks, Freddie. Shoving this go-kart along is the only exercise I get nowadays. And I don't like being wheeled around like an invalid.
Listen, you're no invalid, Mr. B. You get around sitting down just as good as most people do standing up.
Yes, but I do it the lazy way, don't I? Well, here we are. Close the door, will you, son?
Sure. Hey, this serious or something? I mean, I can tell it is serious, but... Well, what's wrong, Mr. Billings?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong, son. But I don't want to sit by and watch something go wrong if there's anything I can do to prevent it.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll get to that. Freddy, this is just between us, you know. And this is as far as it's going to go. So I want the truth from you, no matter what it is.
Truth about what?
You and Helen Burroughs.
Oh.
That hits home, doesn't it, son? It's not a guess, but a fact.
Depends on what you're thinking and how far.
No, Freddy. It depends on you, what you're thinking, and on what you want. What you have and what you think of what you have.
I don't get you.
Freddy, I'm not going to lecture you or warn you or tell you you're doing something wrong. I'm just going to ask you to pause for inventory a moment. You know what I mean?
I think I do.
Well, let me be a little plainer, son. Freddy, you have a lovely wife, a child on the way, a home, a farm, a prosperous business, and a good future. You recognize all those things as yours, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Because, you see, sometimes a man doesn't like what he has. He wants something else, and he knows where he can get it. You follow me?
Yeah. You mean I might prefer Helen to Nora and all the things I have because of Nora?
That's exactly what I mean. And if you'll be happier with Helen than you've been with Nora, if Helen represents to you...
No, Mr. Billings. You don't have to say any more. I know what I want. It's what I've got. Nora and all the rest. And I won't do anything to lose it.
So Freddie has shown that his interest in Helen Burroughs is not as serious as it's appeared. But is Freddie telling the truth? And what about Penny? Yesterday she denied that Johnny or Joel had anything to do with her newfound happiness. Just what has made this change in her? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, indeed, ladies. The word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef is delicious. It's wonderfully fresh, wonderfully tender, the best eating beef you ever tasted. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And ladies, besides offering you the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. But ladies, just remember that Kroger Tender Ray Beef is an exclusive Kroger value. So your Kroger store is the only place you can get Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always fresh, always fresh, always fresh, always fresh, always fresh, always tender, always tender, always delicious. And your Kroger store gives you more meat for your money, because in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Be with us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.